I thank you, Mr. Chair. To begin, on behalf of the G77 China, I would like to express our appreciation to the enriched and insightful presentation made by the Secretariat, extended to Mr. Raoul. I do hope the presentation will be available on the ANTAD website. Mr. President, Mr. Vice President of the 86th session of the Working Party, Excellency, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, while we appreciate that in the past 3 years, from 2019 to 2021, the resources allocated to ANTAD trust fund were increasing, we have noted that in 2022 there was a decrease of about 19%. We have noticed that the contributions from developed economies decreased by 10%. We would like to use this opportunity to encourage developing partners and other members in a position to increase their contributions to the ANTAD Trust Funds. We commend ANTAD for having proven its ability to deliver high-quality technical assistance in areas with significant positive impacts in developing countries. ANTAD's work presents a broad portfolio of projects adaptable to the priorities and needs of developing countries aligned to their national plans. And ANTAD is not only providing technical support at the country level, but also has been successfully at a regional level. We welcome ANTAD's advocacy roles of encouraging in the inclusion of non-resident United Nations agencies in the Sustainable Development Cooperation Framework at the country level, as well as the emphasis on United Nations assistance in the area of trade. We take good note of the advances in the report about the priority being accorded by ANTAD in the UN reform, delivering as one. Hence, we commend ANTAD's efforts to actively take part in the UN reform and for continuing to establish links with resident coordinators. While appreciating for the contributions received from all the development partners and donors, we recognize the importance of non-earmarked funded and hence encourage development partners and members in a position to do so to enhance the contribution in the form of non-earmarked funds. We note with appreciation for the additional funding provided by some donors and members to sustain the Junior Professional Officers programs, which represents a precious opportunity to enrich young professionals with solid working experience. This program has proven to be useful not only to the participating individuals, but also the beneficiary countries. Therefore, we would like to appeal to members in a position to do so to consider broadening the sponsorship to junior officers, particularly from developing countries. Lastly, we commend ANTAD's efforts in prioritizing the importance of synergies among the three pillars of work, which is one of the reasons behind successful implementation of technical cooperation, particularly in the field of sustainable development policy and guidance, based on solid outcomes from research and analysis pillar. Therefore, we support the Secretariat's effort to strengthen the interaction among pillars, including the adherence to the guidance emanating from the intergovernmental engagement. Without further ado, Mr. Chair, let me conclude here. I thank you so much.